Lionsgate presents The Yellow Envelope by Kim Dinan. Narrated by Laurence Bouvard. Hampi, India. Prologue. Wendy and I stepped out of a creaky, multicolored boat onto the dust-packed bank of the Tungabhadra River. The river ran as dark and lazy as a slough. Three women in colorful saris beat their laundry on rocks near the riverbed. A small gang of boys splashed and shrieked in the sleepy current, naked and skinny as baby birds. We started a slow, meandering walk along Hampi's main road. Heat pulsed from the dirty streets and crawled up my legs as we shuffled past coffee shops, tourist hostels, and roadside stands that sold miniature Ganesh figurines. Across the road, a teenage boy sat slumped in a black and yellow rickshaw that he'd parked in the shade under an outcropping of boulders. He perked up when he saw us.
"Hello!" he waved. "Hello! You need rickshaw?"
I looked up and squinted into the sunlight. "How much?" I yelled, swiping my arm across my sweaty forehead.
"For you?" he called back. 800 rupees! Good price!"
The price he asked was nothing, really, in the scheme of things. But I knew he charged more than he should. I shot him my best, "You've got to be kidding," look. During my time in India, I'd developed a cat-in-the-bathtub response to being ripped off. Plus, haggling was a way of life in India. He'd double the price, I'd have it, and we'd meet in the middle. I shook my head no and resumed my slow pace down the road. Tiny beads of sweat flew from my hair and plopped onto the dirt street like raindrops.
"Too much," I yelled.
Rule one of haggling, you must be willing to walk away. But the rickshaw driver wasn't giving up so easily, and I didn't expect him to. He called after us,
"Ma'am, fair price. It is fair price. I will drive you anywhere you want to go. We go to Monkey Temple and Lotus Temple and Old Town. All day we drive. Fair price."
He jumped in his rickshaw to follow us.
"It's true, ma'am. It's true. A very fair price."
His rickshaw bumped beside us on the pockmarked road as he leaned his head out trying to woo us. My eyes fell on Wendy, who shrugged her shoulders, then back on the driver, and I shook my head in disagreement. "No, it is not a fair price. 600 rupees is what I will pay." It was true that I wanted a fair price, but I realized with surprise that a part of me just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?